2.5 years.
Oh, I see. You've just since you've been in here.
Yes.
Ah, we got. They told us that you were the person to talk to. So you didn't know Ramsbottom before.
Well, I knew very young about, but not very closely. I've never actually been, but I knew what went on here. Mm. It was an old mill place, wasn't it? Cotton place.
Yes. Well, of course, Barry was the paper, wasn't it? More than.
Barry is. Well, of course, he did quite a bit of engineering. Radcliffe was another one, wasn't it? That was a very. Radcliffe was a very busy town, was the Radcliffe, you know. For the engineering side, mills, paper mills, and Northern Mills, Cotton Mills, and all there. Not a lot really.
And you went to school in Prestwich, did you?
Yeah. Not in Prestwich, actually, it was just Salford and Prestwich, a German one, you know. Now it's in St Paul's in Salford. Just over the bar,
And then you worked in that area as well?
Or? Yes, I started at 13.
In the mills?
In the beach, the island beaching work, as it's called. It went to back to Dallas. I thought it's done now, but it's not. They just got there where I worked.
So, what's are there any events that you can recall that sort of were something that to the whole locality, or not just to Prestwich or anything?
You mean round about to Prestwich?
From Prestwich to this way rather than towards Manchester?
Anything. Well, there's been disasters, you know, and all that, but the disaster at Agecroft. Big disaster. Yeah. It is actually Agecroft. It still exists.
It's still there.
But this was Lums, a pit nearby. They used to run up the valley, you know. There were quite a number of pits. They started, we'll say, Pendleton. Pendleton. Scholar Bridge, Lee, straight up to Wigan. All the way up the mines, up where it follows the valley, you know. And I remember the old Wall Valley folk shaking one time. That was in, what would that be? Remember about the 30s anyway. That was on the Sunday, yes, and that was that. Just rattled them, you know. And I believe it is about a folk. Just bend up and it can go any time, you know.
Yeah.
The rocks are settled, but they won't settle definitely.
Yeah.
But it's not like an earthquake, it's just.
It's a tremor.
Just for a few seconds, it seems a long while.
And what about the wartime? Were you away in the war?
Oh, I remember the First War quite well. I lost a brother in the First War, and another one was. He was a soldier, and he was torpedoed twice. Only three times and torpedoed twice, and one was killed. But he
you've got yours, haven't you,
Where's
Mrs. Boothish in her room?
And the Second War?
I was in the Second War.
Yeah. So you missed the bombing of Manchester?
No, I was at home for that. I was in 41, wasn't
Yeah, well, I was here for that.
Was he in Manchester?
The other side.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, Sale.
Yeah, nice quarter, that. I did quite a few shelters at Stepford, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the.
Yeah.
I forget the names of them. Actually quite a few shelters there, the concrete landing, you know.
Yeah.
And you got a bashing around there, didn't you?
They did. I said there was the landmine, wasn't there, at Papa Park. I remember that.
A sale just over the bridge, isn't
it? That's right, yes. And we the fire blitz, the second night of the blitz, the fire.
I went in 1944. I got fed up. I thought it'd be, you know, everything seemed to be at a standstill. It was a very queer time. I thought I'd better go and have a go myself, you know. Mm-hmm. I was over 40 then, but I finished up a little back on the Baltic. So I've been through most of it. So are you? Sympathic.
So are there any sort of specific things you can remember about, obviously, the past rather than the immediate present, sort of in the earlier days?
Well, the war is breaking out, you know, I remember that quite well. I was at Morecambe at the time when the First War broke out. Mm-hmm. Of course, we declared war both times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't put too much orders on the Germans, you know.
No, true. I mean,
they did the act, didn't they? But of course, that used to be, I can remember the signs that was all over the place, Kitchener.
Mm.
Your kingdom country needs you. Children on the end of German banners, which was too far-fetched, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You get all these things, and when you remember it, and your own can tell lies as well as foreigners.
Mm.
Yes. You can understand it to a point, but I think that was sexy a bit.
Mm.
Kids on the end of German bayonets, you know. Of course, it was usually shown as Prussians with the helmets, you know, fighting race in Germany. But believe me, anything they did, they got paid back 100 times, you know, more so.
In the First War?
In the Second War, the one I was in.
Yeah?
Yes. You go for miles, everything flattened, absolutely flattened.
Oh, yes, but not the concentration camps. We couldn't
Oh, well, of course. I think that's a bit too far-fetched, you know, myself. It's a terrible thing. Wars are terrible in any case, whatever it is. But I don't like the idea of keeping it up too much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it was Jews that it was best against. But it makes you wonder, is it anything that's truthful? It doesn't need, you don't need reminding every day, every week or every year, do you? If it's a bad act, it's fixed in your memory and you tell your children and everything, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in Belsen myself.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one, you know, that was our HQ, was in the place called Hereford. And it was just to the side of that, but of course, I didn't see any of these, you know, these pictures that you see.
It was teared up by the time you went,
wasn't
it?
When I went that way. But of course, your headquarters, even in the army, they can be miles and miles away from where you are, you know. But it was an occasion that I had to take something that's, it's what they call a grass up place, you know. All captains, colonels, soldiers, you know. Now I'm going away from me. No, I got fed up with it, and you know, I felt like walking past them. I'm a chap that likes to forget things myself, you understand what I mean? I don't memorise them. I like to remember the good things, you know. But of course, conditions of work, I mean, you couldn't believe it if you saw where we had to work, you know, the conditions, the dangers, it's colossal. It's enough to make you creep when you think about it, you know. And of course, the law seems to be slipping back to that, don't it? Letting things go. You don't seem to bother about people being killed or anything, do we?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
still fine.
the unions sort of had their use, didn't they, when they brought it in?
Well, they've shown you what they can do without unions, haven't they? I mean, with half of the nation now, they're working, they're only on half time, aren't they? Half the working population. That's the biggest lie that's ever been told, that. Of course, I used to start at 6 and you finish at 5:30 at night. You've got half an hour for breakfast and an hour for dinner. And you work from 6 to 1 on Saturday. So you've got Saturday afternoon and you have to put all your... I played football and you have to go and dash home and get ready and have your food and then go and play football and, you know, and get something.
And what was your wage for that?
Well, when I started, they're 11 and 6. You know, of course, pounds
got a long
time.
Oh, it wasn't that in those days?
Good rap and that sort of thing, you know. Then you can't get there for a pound, can you? No, they made a fool of money, haven't they?
Yeah,
but it's making a fool of them now. Which is it? Well, the wage then used to be had two brothers. They worked in the bleach works. Had a sister worked in the mill. And the other sister worked in the bleach works, what did they call that? Where they pass all the stuff up in pieces and that, you know. Sent out to small in small quantities.
Yeah.
What did we call that? Make it up in what did we call that? And the sister that worked in private service, so it's pretty well mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in private service myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's shortly after I started, but I didn't stop very long with this job because I didn't like it, so I could see the game. It was really, you had to see it to believe it.
Mm.
They used to make their own cleansing chemicals and all that. It's soda ash, that was the front of the main door. And they used to throw it in rock form and then add water and they used to boil and steam up and then you couldn't see your finger in front of you.
Mm.
Alright? Yes, okay. And then we used to, there was hard pressure keys and low pressure keys. And what you did with the horse, the liquor in the bottom, you placed it so far, and then you had to go in. See? It didn't stop for you to go in, you had to go in down the width, down the clock. You know, just 1, 2, 3, 4. 2 ends.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't judge right, it was over the top in caustic. And there were certain ones, petrol, caustics, there was all kinds of different chemicals, you know. And in the low pressure key was, they were smaller, cheaper. You know, the high pressure key was weighted down with weights and all that kind of thing. And of course there was steam pipe from previously. And that was still like...
No.
Bleaching cheaper.
Yeah.
But the engine, you know, of ropes, loose rope, going, you know, it was all run off one engine, you see. I used to have these long ropes, but of course, you know, they used to get caught regularly, you know.
Mm.
They had the flaps, they were all flapping.
Mm.
And the flaps used to get flapped around and to take them in.
Well,
nothing died, you know, properly. So I thought to myself, I was only young, as I say, 13 when I started. And I thought, well, it's a much better job than this, you know. And I've done all sorts of things. Worked for all the big building firms and everything.
When were you in service?
I had worked in service.
Where was that?
I didn't stop. That was for a Greek. He was in... Yes, he comes or something, he's on the ground here. They used to have a place in town that was, shippers. What was he called now? I can't just remember. But his name was Dimitri Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few around where I live, around Coastal. You've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Coastal Moor, you know, and around about that area. Petra Cockermore, there's another one of the Greek men. Dimitri Hardy. Alexandra. And there used to be a Greek church.
There's one
on the way to Manchester.
That's right, on the
That's a Prestwich storm. It's what do you call it now? Because your memory goes, you get older, you know.
Well, it's going from here to Manchester. It's on the left-hand side, isn't it? Going on the main road.
What's this?
The Greek church.
That's right. Yeah. It's down between Prestwich and Manchester.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Near Cheetham Street.
That's
just
right.
Before
yes.
you come to Cheetham yeah. Street. But that little patch of shops there, it has a name, you know.
Mm.
Market Place. Called Market Place, that here.
Mm.
Northumberland Road that leads down to Cheetham Road,
mm.
You know, Francis Street, that square.
I saw a wedding there one time. There were masses and masses and masses of people all in the courtyard of the church.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the bride arrived in a pony and trap.
Mm.
And it was lovely.
Yeah, just before you come to this marketplace, there's only a few yards further on the same side on the left. There used to be a Norwegian church there,
mm.
And of course, well, our own churches have been sold, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they've ever turned into any, but it's quite a nice church. Mm. And our staff, you know, the steeple and all the rest of it.
Mm.
Yeah. But that was quite a... And then across the road from Market Place was what we call the carriage company. When there was horse trams, horses used to be changed there,
mm.
And it was still there. That's right. It was a carriage company, and I think they used to, it was connected with removals and transport,
mm.
You know.
Mm.
And it comes under the what do they term them? National monuments.
Oh.
You know, black and white, like the old. Julia. That's Julia, that's right, black and white, Julia. I tell you, I forget the times. And of course, we only went to a very elementary school, but we got through mostly. Mm. Give you an idea, you know, what was.
Yes, this is
isn't it, yeah. 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 And of course, if you wanted further education, you had to do it yourself. But if you got these certificates, you could always get a good job. It was surgery, you know, in those days.
Mm.
But
it didn't
in high school because there was too much discipline for me. And you know, it was all it was based on military.
Mm.
You see, when the school inspector come down, he used to give you the scriptures, see if you're what you knew about those, and take you in the churchyard. It was good to take him in the churchyard, in the play yard, and if you perform for us and play for us, and all that, that was better for the army, you know. And the funny part about it was, I'm not trying to be clever or anything like that, but I understood almost as much when I was a kid. And the classes and everything. Of course, I worked a lot, but these people I worked for a lot of them. I worked in private service twice.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Greek and a Scotsman. He had the mirrors in Anchorage. I think they were spinning them.
Mm-hmm.
He had a station in Scotland, McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was a guard, an apprentice guard. You know. But it's very funny when you get told, you know. When you put it in, you say, like, well, I've got to say something. And when you round it up, it's enormous, the guilt you've done, you know. But I didn't say them again. But why didn't you know? This is a good voice screen. You see all these different things, you take part in it. It's a garden, it's very interesting.
Oh, it is.
Very, very interesting, yeah. And of course, you could make it more so, which I can see. such as the afternoon things like that.
Were you gardener both times?
Yes. Yeah. I can remember. It was in the airship.
Oh, girl.
It was a buddy. Knocked all the Abbey Castle, knocked all the Bowman out. Airship. That's where his residence was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, all his serving staff come from up there. They were all Scots lads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was, when you try and enter that, I was only about 15, you know, when I went working there. And he's an old chap, but really, he liked working with a boy. And, the lunch clock used to go into the other hall, servants' hall, you know, where they had the food. So you went in and you had lunch. When you did go into the one time you went in for the food, you might have been crossed in. This is a sirloin, I think, you know. Salmon, caught on the estuary, without exaggeration. But of course, your eyes are always within your belly, aren't they? You know, people used to say, well, can you eat, I said, put some more on. You know, well, you've got to take more than you, but you can't eat it solid, you know. He used to laugh at me, but I thought to myself, well, while I've got chance, I'll have a go with you.
What else did you do?
Well, I've done all sorts. It's, as I was saying, it's, they think you're a bit of a know-all, you know what I mean? But I say it's wide knowledge, you know. Yeah.
I
worked in a garage. Of course, I drove in the army, you know, in the army. But supplies to you. Leash was ammunition and all that. I worked for all the big firms, McAlpine's, Lane's, Cox, London. And I worked for Carlisle in Manchester. The uncle was a former mason for them.
Mm-hmm.
He did all these big banks and Rolls Royce built all that. Now they've gone on the auto those places, you tell me? Mm-hmm. Close down.
Lewis's is still there.
Pardon?
Lewis's is still there.
Yeah, Lewis's. Lewis's, Marks and Spencer's, isn't it? Lewis's, mm-hmm. Woolworths. And I can remember the Penny Bazaar at, just before you come to, I can't remember the name. But it's right at the top there, Piccadilly, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was on the corner. And that is Lewis, isn't it? I believe on the corner there,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
And then as you turn, I forgot that street, as you turn around. That's where the bus station used to be there.
Mount Street.
What's it called?
Mount Street.
No, what is that
Street.
Name? It's right beside of the gardens, isn't it?
Yes.
Piccadilly Gardens, wasn't it?
Yes. Portland Street.
Ah, they were out there, that's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Portland Street.
Mm-hmm.
I helped to build the newspapers there. That was one of our works on, mm-hmm. for Carlisle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then from there I went to Edgecroft Power Station.
Mm-hmm.
Helped to build that. And I worked for the boiler people there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was to be fixed up. And I have a grandson that was taught there. He works on these big turbines and that. He still works for the electricity. Mm-hmm. It seems funny that, doesn't it? You have to build a place and then your grandson finishes it with a few. But of course, that's more or less a museum now, but it was built out of stock brick and steel frame and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't build like that today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a bit. the buildings are a shambles, and they're just dolls' houses in comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm obviously looking at it on the board for you.
We used to wait about 6 months for
the
plastic to dry off.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
Oh, yes, they wouldn't let you.
They wouldn't let you go in.
The windows out.
Yeah.
And then again, of course, you can say this property. For I see, if you look at the ridge, that's the first thing you look at in property. Look at the roof and look at the ridge. It's as straight as the day it was put up.
Mm.
And so, in there, you see.
Mm.
And they used to get properly seasoned with the,
yes.
When they used
this
the coal.
This is it
fires.
Now, there's no seasoning, no, is there now?
Nothing can live in it, you know. If you try to, you can kill them, you know. But those will last another 100 years, those. And they've been up well over 100, I think, now. Well, the properties today, they're falling down after about 40 years.
Oh, yes,
yeah, a lot of it is false, you know, what you see. You look at a property like that, and every stone you look at, you know it is a stone, a block of stone.
Mm-hmm.
But now, of course, they might put a girder or something like that, you know, or a steel joist, but they put a bit of netting over and then plaster it over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after, say, about 20 years, the lot falls down, you see. I'm not saying as it's made the property unsafe, but it's unsightly, isn't it, you know. And it's jetted, if it's properly made.
Well, they're doing now these bungalows, which are sort of just wooden frames inside the walls.
Yeah.
They're just wooden slats, framework.
Yeah.
And then they put hardwood,
not
yet all, you know, that kind of thing. Yes, panelling. Yeah.
That's right. There's no structure about
it. No,
there's
no brick walls.
Well, you see, in Greece, you see, there's...
In
these, there's what they call purlings, you see. Well, they'll be about, at least... four be about nine.
Mm.
There's none of that in those, in the modern building, They just lay an inch piece and then they put the roof lats against that and they lay it on what they call a wall plate. And that's your roof structure. There's nothing to hold it solid. Well, when you get all those slates on, there's some weight on you, you see?
Yes.
And that's what it is when you see them sagging. It's gone.
Did you live in Ramsbottom?
No.
Never lived in only since I've been inside, you know.
Yeah.
I knew it was here, of course. This,
yes.
This was well known.
Yes.
The Alcamund.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And I used to say, like, I'd go and see it. I don't think it's gone. It's gone now, is it?
No.
And my children used to come up here. And it's a good rambling place, isn't it? That's what I miss now, but my knees jiggered, you know. But it's very nice around here, isn't it?
Is it lovely?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We were saying what a beautiful view you've got from these windows, haven't you? Both ways.
There's only one, it's a bit narky to see it and
not
right
to be able to get into
it. It's like the walk up there, you know. Well, I've not done too bad really when I rang it up. But I've had this over 20 years. It's just gone worse.
Is it one arthritis?
It was diagnosed in the 60s as an arthritic knee, and our treatment was very general. But ever after, it's pills, pain, killing pain.
Mm-hmm.
See, but they never come along and say, you've been suffering this length of time, we'll try and do something for you. Well, it spawned my life that from this last. Over 20 years. It's a long time to live when you know it could be put right. You see? And you do your best, you work for them, you serve your country, you fight for them, and that's what you do.
Yeah,
there's nothing, I'm not proud of an Englishman now. I used to be. Very proud. If I had a military band, I could get a shiver up the spine. Now. No, if I was a young man, I should. The first thing I'd do is to save up and leave it.
Where would you go?
I'm not saying now that I'd be better off, but I should be happier. I'm not saying I'd be monetarily better off, but I should either go to Canada or Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I could find my own pleasure there, as long as I was getting something to eat and, you know. You can't do it. Not from what I can make out. You fancy going out at night now, aren't you? Well, in my day, you didn't need that. You didn't need police, you know. If anybody did anything wrong, they used to get hammered. And I mean hammered. You know, they got worse than what they got in prison. Especially for rape. Mm-hmm. Or interfering with women.
Yeah.
The only fault was that... I never remember it happening, but it could have been innocent of it, because a woman could always put it down to a man, you know.
Mm.
And they acted right away. There was no inquest about it at all.
Mm.
It just went and he got really hammered, half killed, you know.
Mm.
So that cured that. See. And of course, what I lived among all the well, all the women could look after themselves. You know.
Mm.
Oh, if anybody tried to do anything wrong, you say, so now I'm my wife, but you know.
Mm.
Right? Mm. Of course, as I said, they all went to work. It was all hard working, you know, yes. And they were strong.
Yes, got to be.
They didn't only go to work. They used to come home and have to start, you know.
That's
then.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it was, although I think it was happier somewhere, you had to make your own pleasure.
Mm.
But I'm convinced that there was, the life was more full, if you understand what I mean. They weren't wondering where to go, they used to get out and they used to, you never saw girls and boys playing together. Until you started fancying them, you know, then you did, of course.
Yes.
And I used to clean my teeth, I comb my hair, anything until I was about 16, you know.
You can't even
get a competition. But it's funny, isn't it, how these things stick out in your mind, mm-hmm. But it's perfectly true. And I don't remember, it was like a village that I lived in, really. It is Prestwich, actually, but away from the... we used to call Prestwich itself the village.
Mm.
That was where all the main shops was, you know. Mm. But I lived about a couple of miles away from it. Mm. Let's go and get it. So.
Mm.
I used to go a few days.
I used to live
there until
the
night. Did you? Yeah, I
know
that level. Yeah. 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 What was that called? The Ambassador, was it?
That's right.
Ah,
Langley Road.
That's right. I used to go to that one now again. I bet I've seen you many a time. No, some of these big pictures, you used to get them there and they didn't impress with yourself, you know. Mm. Yeah. I remember taking the children up there one time. And we was on that main, near where the two roads, what do you call it, the Bolton Road, and what's the other one?
Ettleslow Road.
I said, the pub on the corner.
The wool tack.
I said that. This, he's a man now, you know, he's grown up now, he's nearly 60 now, and I remember there was, the mother was with him, and what had he done? About three of them. Two lads and a girl. And we're still living, you know, still living. And King and Queen come, King George, London.
That's right. Now this is going to be interesting, because the society has been given a photograph of King George and Queen Mary.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, it looks as though it would have been First World War time. Either just before or just after the First World War.
No,
but we can't.
Not this one.
This
would be.
We can't pin down
where
it is in actual fact.
This would be in roughly the 30s, about the 30s.
Mm.
And because I remember the youngest one, but he's about 58 now. And he turned back to me, but he says, he's not a proper king. I said, what do you mean? He said, you've got a crown on.
So where did they come to? They came to...
I think they was going to Bolton.
Oh.
And they wouldn't go to Bolton, would they? To Rousey. There was one of the Bob Derby was murdered there, you know, at Bolton. one of the birds. And he showed me, so I think that was the first time that royalty visited him.
Was it not the occasion when they opened the East Lancashire Road?
It could have been
that.
Could have been that, yeah.
The
date that opened, it'll marry.
Well, the thing is, did they come before at any other time to anywhere in the area?
No, I don't remember them coming, no.
Because looking at the
clothes... Now, wait a minute now, when I was a boy, about on the crescent at Salford, was the... was it when he'd been crowned? When he'd been crowned, King? I know it was
about 1910, wasn't it?
That's right, yes. Around about the time that Scott went to the Arctic.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can remember that because it was a big to do at school, and we all had flags and we got a mug.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been the crowning, mustn't it?
Yeah, he must have visited as well because it was called Salford Royal Technical College, wasn't it? Or
I don't quite remember.
Or perhaps it was Salford Royal Hospital.
This particular photograph that's been given to us is it looks more as though they're at a mill than that. It's a cobbled street.
Uh-huh.
And there's all bunting about.
Oh, well, this was on the main road. It could have been. I don't know whether it was tarmac then or not, but used to all them main roads used to be cobbled, you know.
Yeah, well, this was...
Fine cobbles, you know.
Yeah.
Like length cobbles, you say, 9 inches long, like something like a brick.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was done in stone, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is a cobbled road. It's a building on this side, and then at the back there, and it's got a building which says CPA on it, which we've discovered is Calico Friends Association.
Yes.
And they're walking down this. There's the king with two gentlemen either side of him, and the queen behind.
Oxford Road, isn't it? Oxford Street.
Was there headquarters there?
CPA was up there.
I know I worked once for them at First Gold Bearers in Cravens.
Looking at the clothes of the ladies, I would have thought it was the 19, sort of late 19 teens or early 20s rather than the 30s.
And then the age is well off.
Young people. They're young.
But there was an occasion of them going to Bolton. I know, and it had been, it had lasted a long while, that ban on Bolton. Because, of course, Lord Derby and the Lords were very near their lords, weren't they? And this one of the Derbys had been murdered at Bolton. You know. I can remember that. I don't remember it happening, but I can remember we'd been told about that. Of course, the royalty had to put the ban on that, you see, because that's against protocol altogether, wasn't it? I said, was the mine? I don't know whether you ever heard that tale or not from Wigan. And he was, he owned the biggest part of the press, which he welded. You know, he stretched that far, you know, all the way from Liverpool. And he stretched me, on his land, you see, this mine, he was in a bit of rabbit or something, you know. So I told him, he says, the trespassing, do you know? He wants to do that. He says, what do you mean? He says, how did you come to get it? He says, oh, for it. He says, take your coat off, I'll take thee for it now. He says, you could tell that, you know. He wants to be getting the back of. There's lots of things, but. You know, you get we're sitting about and you get mugged up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's a lot worse than me.
Well, that's fine.
We can remember the matter.
Yes.
After all these main things, you know. I can remember Derby visiting, I do believe he opened the power station at Aircraft, 1923. I was working on it then, maintenance, but it was open officially in 1923, but it had been running for a full 12 months before that, because I was on with Babcock and Wilcox and Barlow, and we were maintaining it, and the Salford come from, Frederick Road, used to be a power station there. Mm-hmm. They're too cold, you see, and he made a right mess of it too, I'll tell you, on two occasions, both the boiler room and the engine room, you know. I know I was on the top gantry and the whole place was shaking, you see, there used to be instrument boards of what was happening. You see, when you've got working boilers, and there was real high pressure boilers, you know, I worked on the barber itself, the steam pressure was about 325, there's a lot down, you know. There's a switchboard there. As their turbines are running, if they've got any intentions of shutting them off or closing them down slightly, they wire through to them, and then you work your boilers in accordance, you see. Well, there was no, they just shut it off. But he got the back pressure, you see, and the force, it was like two tornadoes meeting, and the flesh was like this. What? There's nothing worse than taking you off your guard, you know, you're really confused. Mm. And I gathered myself, and they were jumping off these gantries, you know. There was one about, what would it be? About 18, 20 foot, and there was another at 40, and another at 60. I was on the top one, so I couldn't jump off there, I'd be coming to suicide. And that life, I sort of gathered myself, and I could see this happening. I didn't blame them, because I expected a lot going. But as soon as the safety valves come into operation, but it seemed ages before it did, the plate went like this. As soon as they come into operation, that takes the pressure off, you see. You know what I mean, don't you, with the safety valve? Anyway, I thought, Lloyd, I'm getting out of it. You know, it's not, nothing to do with me. I come from the engine room, you see. So I shot off down, my blood was down, you know, texting me, I said, what do you know? When I was working with the fixer at the time, when I come back, I shot off, I thought, Lloyd, I'm getting out of the road, a lot will go up in any minute, you know. Because there's a lot of experiments in them days, you know. Anyway, when I got back, he says, where do you go, Harry? I said, I went off. I said, I expected a lot going up. Where did you go off for? I said, you were too big to go, weren't you? You was fixed to the floor, weren't you? He says, I said, you're right and all. But I said, my leg would go. I said, and I went.
I heard the story of the lads who used to walk from Salford. I don't know whether it was the Scouts or a boys' club.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to think that Holcombe Hill and Ramsbottom were paradise, living in these terraced streets. And I've been told the story of Joe Gladwin, you know, who was in Last of the Summer Wine.
Mm. Yes,
he was one of them.
I heard you live around here.
And he used to push this handcart with a lot more lads from Salford.
Get away.
On Friday evenings to spend the weekend on the.
You thought nothing about it.
I thought nothing about it, to push this cart from Salford.
Mm. I lived at Aircraft there. It was about 4 miles from the centre of Manchester. It used to be taken from St Anne's Square, the centre of Manchester, you know. Mm. And to the bridge at Aircraft, it was reckoned to be 4 miles.
Mm.
We thought nothing of walking to town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We thought nothing at all about it. Just, we set off a gang of lads, you know, and we got the old mouth organ. I've still got a mouth organ now. You're never on your own, you know, when you've got an old mouth organ. and not thought anything about it. But my people had, my parents had a business, you know, a news agency and sweets and that. And I was very lucky, I was the youngest, you know. I was really the youngest. The next to me was 7 years older than my sister. And of course, I lived in Paradise, in mm-hmm. Paradise, and everybody was poor, you know. But mm-hmm. I never reckoned myself poor. I never got anything better than anybody else. You got a suit a year and a pair of boots and so on, you know, clogs, whatever you wanted. And I used to work for them. I used to take papers and purchase Whitsuntide, which had gone now, wasn't it? Because the guys used to come on the horses and carts from Manchester and some of these places.
You
know,
walks and stuff.
Yeah, it was Punchified, you're right. Yeah. You know? And they used to have a stall and all that, and I used to keep this supplied. And, you know, I used to wonder, I was married young, and I used to think to myself, have I got enough for my mother and father? Of course, I had them living with me at the finish, you know. And my dad was 87 when he died, and my mother was 80. And they worked very hard, you know. Mm-hmm. I used to wonder, like, have I done enough for them? Because, as I say, I was only young when they died, but when I ran into stuff, I did myself. Yeah. But we was a good, happy family, you know. Mm-hmm. And both my father and my mother were great people, in my estimation. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was more love than what there is now, wasn't there? You had to be loved to understand. I think it was more caring, wasn't it? That's the word, yes. You had to be for you to get through life. Because everything was so very strict, as I was saying, if you did anything wrong. There was very few that it happened to, because I'm talking about young women getting into trouble. They had to go, you know. They wouldn't have them at home. Usually, what I saw, an aunt had had them, you know, but it was a cruel thing. There was, what's the word? There was.